Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli gameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizo kwaZuma. Lasikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa. We are still on our topic, ikhuluma about times and seasons in our life. Whatever it is that you're going through, it is not permanent. Whatever it is that you are going through, it is just but a chapter empilweni yakho. UNkulunkulu uthembekile, uNkulunkulu uzokudlulisa. Last week, the week before, besikhuluma about the season of pain esindlula kuyo singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, because we are constantly going through different things for the purposes of us being the people that God wants us to be, so that we can do whatever assignment as thumele yona la emhlabeni, you know, because there is nothing that just happens. Whatever situation you are going through, it is necessary, believe it or not. Last week we were talking about the season of shame, ukuthi, you know, a scandal sometimes bahlale bathi livula ingubo lingene. A scandal sikufikela umsulwa, sikufikela uguilty. A scandal at some point in your Christian life, you will go through that, especially if you are in a leadership position. Scandals are there. Sabeka u Samson ukuthi samfikele iscandal, but it was because of his own weakness ngenxa ka Delilah. But also sabeka ukuthi uJoseph naye samfikele iscandal, wayongena in prison kuukuthi he's innocent and he was prosecuted for being innocent. So whether you are innocent or guilty, iscandal siyakufikela nawe usese, especially in the leadership. It happens, bazalwane, and mase kunjalo, you know, kulolo hlazo okulo, whether you are guilty or innocent, Jesus is still your Lord and your Savior. He is still there to save you from whatever it is. Akusho ukuthi sekufanele nawe njengoba kulahlela izandla, ngoba singabazalwane sithanda ukulahlelana izandla, siyanqumana, senza zonke izinto. Akusho ukuthi noNkulunkulu sikakulahlela izandla. We're not condoning sin. We're not condoning weaknesses. But ngifuna ukusho ukuthi nakuleso simo uNkulunkulu unawe, and uNkulunkulu is saying to you, I still want to lift you up and I still want to continue the journey with you. Don't give up on yourself, because God has not given up on you. Namhlanje I want to talk about the season of weakness, ukuthi it is also a season nayo eimpilweni zethu. Kuyekufika isikhathi la uba buthakathaka khona endleleni elithi zikaNkulunkulu, ebuthakathakeni bethu amandla kaKristu ayabonakaliswa. I want us to read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Ngifuna ukufunda from verse 5. We can start from verse 5. Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast except in my infirmities. Which we post on the part. Verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I will refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears me to be. Verse 7, kulangihleli khona from verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above the measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Now, uti Apostle Paul, because we know that the other apostles could boast and say, besihamba no Jesu thina, simbonile ukuthi bekanjani, noma alele, besimbona ukuthi unjani, besimbona ukuthi unjani makavuka ekseni, whatever. But Apostle Paul is that apostle that did not have an encounter of a daily life with Jesus, but he encountered Jesus in the spirit. And lithi zikaNkulunkulu, you know, that's when he was busy persecuting the Christians, uJesu wazibonakalisa kuye ukuthi umhluphelani na, you know. So he actually is the one that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Most of the testaments that are written here, most of the books that are written in the New Testament are written by Apostle Paul. So uthi lana, and lest I should be exalted above the measure, above measure by the abundance of revelations, because he was a man of revelations. Uti, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. So uti, a thorn in the flesh was given to him. There was a certain weakness that he was struggling with. And uti, a messenger of Satan to buffet. You know this word, uti, buffet. If ngikunikeza a plate of food, it's not a buffet. because you did not pick everything oyifunayo. But if ngibeka different types of foods here and says phakele yibuffet leyo, so uthi this messenger of Satan beyizenzela umathanda ngaye. This weakness ebeyikhona in his flesh beyibhizi imbhuqa phansi yenza umathanda ngaye. Bese uthi yena wayenzani na? Verse 8, it concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So this weakness, as ngayazi, Apostle Paul angafuni ukuyidalula ukuthi iyini. We don't know what it is, but he had this specific weakness. Ebe ihlukumeza impilo yakhe ethi noma ngabe sekashumayele kangakanani, but this stone in the flesh iyamkhumbuza ukuthi ungakhohlwa wena ukuthi unalobuthakathaka. Mhlambe now you've got a thorn in the flesh. Nami, I've got my own thorn in the flesh. We all have this thorn in the flesh eba khona. You know, and ivela kakhulu during the season of weakness. And sometimes this thorn in the flesh is the one that makes you to go through the season of shame. It's the one that ushers you ukuthi kube nescandal empilweni yakho because you've got this specific weakness. Ot noma so ikhulekele kangakanani, so uphuma ku fasting but ihleli, and then uya kuNkulunkulu uthi baba ngisize, because this weakness is there to humble you. This weakness is there to remind you ukuthi uJesu is not just your Lord, but he's also your Savior. Wena usese kulapha ku fivefold ministry, wena umprofeti omkhulu, umpostoli omkhulu, umvangeli omkhulu, uJesu umsindisi wakho. Nawe akusho ukuthi wena so u deputy Jesus. So this thing is there to remind you ukuthi wena you need to be humble, because now as much as you are preaching to sinners, you are also a sinner that was forgiven and became a child of God as a result of the grace and mercy of the Lord empilweni yakho. Sonke we've got these thorns in the flesh ezikhona empilweni zethu ezihamba hamba zivuke endleleni esiya njalo esihlalweni sobukhosi sithi baba ngicela ukuthi ungisize, naku mina ngihlulwa u1, ngihlulwa u2, ngihlulwa u3, nawe kunalento le ekuhluphayo. That thing engifuna ukukusho futhi ukuthi it's not a qualification for you ukuthi bese sowuthi ithi ngiyekele ukukholwa ngihambe, because abaningi ba backslidiswa yile thorn in the flesh. Abaningi baya backslide but you know what, kunokuthi ngiphile double life, kungcono ngimane ngihambe ivele ngiyibuyelele emuva. No, mntana sekhaya, uthi umpostoli Paul, for this thing I sought the Lord, now I seek the Lord for that particular thing, and the grace of the Lord is going to carry you. Because uthe uNkulunkulu kuye, my grace is sufficient. That's where you need grace empilweni yakho. Because this thorn in the flesh was given, makasho umpostoli Paul. So I believe ukuthi even in your life it was given in order to humble you, so that ukuthi ungaziphathi sekungathi manje you are holy or whatever, but this thorn in the flesh is going to remind you ukuthi nawe uyamdinga lo Jesu omshumayela kwabanye abantu. Let me read the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 no verse 2. Uthi therefore also, since we are surrounded by so a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. The cross came with the shame, bathandekayo, because I believe ukuthi as much as when we draw pictures of Jesus Christ alenga esiphambanweni simfaka inapukeni laphayana, but I do believe ukuthi he was naked when he was busy being that was the most devastating, that was the most humiliating thing that he went through as they were busy whipping him. I believe that he was wearing nothing. The creator of the heaven and earth, dying for the sins of humanity, had to go through shame. When he was busy, he was despising this shame. Lalela, now ubiziwe. Ngifuna ukukhumbuza ukuthi ubiziwe and uzelela emhlabeni to do that thing that God has called you to do. As much as you are going through a shameful experience, as much as you are going through a weakness ekhona empilweni yakho enza ukuthi bakhulume ngayo, despise this shame right now and look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. You need to remember ukuthi nawe wafelwa esiphambanweni. You need to remember ukuthi nawe uJesu Ufele izono zakho sesengumsindisi wakho. He never stops to be your savior. Kwanawe God still needs ukuthi akusize, akunikeze the grace ukuthi uphikelele, ungaliyeki ibandla. Don't stop leading that church. Don't stop, don't quit on that marriage. Don't quit on whatever it is that God wants you to do because of the weaknesses and because of the shame that you are going through. Phikelela mntana sekhaya, because it comes with the package. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke, until next time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.